अव्यक्तगतेः दर्शनं नः कथं नृणां नितरां म्रियमाणानां संसिद्धस्य वनीयसः अन्यथा ते अव्यक्तगतेर्दर्शनं नः कथं नृणाम् नितरां म्रियमाणानां संसिद्धस्य वनीयसः अन्यथा ते अव्यक्तगते दर्शनं नः कथं नृणाम् नितरं म्रियमाणानां संसिद्धस्य वनीयसः अन्यथा ते अव्यक्तगते दर्शनं न कथं नृणाम् नितरां म्रियमाणानां संसिद्धस्य वनीयसः
अन्यथा अदरवाइज
ते यो अव्यक्तगते हे ऑफ वन हुज मूवमेंट्स आर इनविजिबल दर्शनम मीटिंग नह परस कथम हाव नृणाम ऑफ द पीपल नेत्राम स्पेसिफिकली म्रियमाणानाम ऑफ दोज हु आर अबाउट टू डाई संसिधस्य ऑफ वन हु इज ऑल परफेक्ट वनीयसः वॉलंटरी अपीयरेंस Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Otherwise, without being inspired by Lord Krishna, how is it that you have voluntarily appeared here, though you are moving incognito to the common man and are not visible to us who are on the verge of death? The great sage Sukadeva Goswami was certainly inspired by Lord Krishna to appear voluntarily before Maharaj Parikshit, the great devotee of the Lord, just to give him the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the nucleus of devotional service of the Lord by mercy of the spiritual master and the personality of God. The spiritual master is the manifested representative of the Lord to help one achieve ultimate success. One who is not authorized by Lord cannot become a spiritual master. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is an authorized spiritual master, and thus he was inspired by the Lord to appear before Maharaj Parikshit and instruct him in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the ultimate success of going back to Godhead if he is favored by the Lord sending his pure representative. As soon as a true representative of the Lord is met by a devotee of the Lord, the devotee is assured a guarantee for going back home, back to Godhead, just after leaving this present body. This, however, depends on the certainty of the devotee himself. The Lord is seated in the heart of the living beings, and thus he knows very well the movements of all individual persons. As soon as the Lord finds that a particular soul is very eager to go back to Godhead, the Lord at once sends his bona fide representative. The sincere devotee is thus assured by the Lord of going back to Godhead. The conclusion is that to get the assistance and help of a bona fide spiritual master means to receive the direct help of the Lord Himself. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांधिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीपादकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं राधाकृष्णपादां सहनालिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त श्रीराधाकान्त नमस्तुते तत्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीहरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम ಯಥಾತೆ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತ ಗತಿ ದರ್ಶನಂನ ಕಥಂದೃಣಾಂ ನಿತರಾಂ ಮ್ರಿಯಮಾಣಾನಾಂ ಸಂಸಿದ್ಧಸ್ಯ ವನೀಯಸಃ. Otherwise, without being inspired by Lord Krishna, how is it that you have voluntarily appeared here, though you are moving incognito to common men and are not visible to us who are on the verge of death? So, this is a very conclusive realization of Parikshit Maharaj. What is, we discussed this part also earlier, that the nucleus of devotional service of the Lord is achieved, or the conclusion of the devotional service is achieved through the mercy of the spiritual master, and he must be glorified. We do not know properly the bona fides of the spiritual master. Unless and until Krishna empowers him, how he becomes bona fide. But this empowerment comes through the spiritual master, who is bona fide, can also empower his disciples to become spiritual master. This empowerment is the real key to disciplic succession. Otherwise, spiritual master come, spiritual master go, but the disciplic succession may not run through the spiritual master simply coming in disciplic succession. Rather, it is the nature of the empowerment that dictates the bona fide. So, we see here that Parikshit Maharaj, his reasoning to accept Sukadeva Goswami without a preconception that he appeared out of his own will, must have a definite qualification to recognize that bona fides. Parikshit Maharaj, because he was bona fide student, he knew. So this reasoning, anyatha, otherwise, Parikshit Maharaj's another name is Vishnurat, one who is absorbed in the thoughts of Vishnu is called Vishnurat. And because he had experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead while he was within the womb, if somebody thinks that he has already darshan of the Lord, what is the requirement of getting into a spiritual master? What is the necessity to make a guru? He already had darshan. Now, the point is here, is mriyamanana. Mriyamanana means those who are about to die, and who is not about to die. We get experiences that death is every moment, is coming closer. Sometimes so abruptly that we get shock or fear. And our conformity does not come along because there is no proper reasoning for who is the bona fide spiritual master. Here, if we see in the reference of previous verse, that Lord Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is very dear to the sons of King Pandu, has accepted me as one of those relatives just to please his great cousins and brothers. What is the business of a candidate, a devotee, to accept the mercy of the Lord coming through or allowing him to perform devotional service in the glorification of the previous acharya. If one is ready to perform such devotional service, then he becomes a bona fide candidate. Therefore, those who are confirmed in this thought means his internal aspiration about achieving or going back home back to Godhead is there, he becomes or he deserves to become a bona fide candidate. Otherwise, whatever we desire, we get that kind of guru. Whatever we desire, whatever we have inclination, our inclination is known by the super soul within the heart. So, he gives what cheating gurus, if we are having cheating inclinations, if we have political inclinations, if we have... So there are so many inclinations are coming even in the progress of devotional service. Because mriyamanana is there. Means we are under bodily conception, we have to forcefully give up the body. So, in the situation of dual existence, being a spirit soul, I understand all right, because I have been hearing for so many years now that I'm not this body. Okay, I'm not this body. I'm spirit soul, but I have not understood the divinity of the spirit soul, neither I have cultivated those qualities. I will have to have somebody who can teach me, who has some divine qualities. So, it depends upon the inclination which is recognized by the super soul within his heart. So he says according to that kind of group. But if we are interested in the conclusive aspect of going back to God, that is the nucleus of all devotional service. If we are confirmed, then we will get a bona fide spiritual master. And what is the nature of bona fide spiritual master? Tranaya karunya ghana ghanatva. He acts like the cloud brings the mercy from the ocean, and without any cause he showers uninvited. He showers the mercy. So the bona fides is that such a spiritual master is so humble, so much fixed on the single-pointed determination, and he shows the causeless mercy because he is fixed on the causelessness of the Supreme Personality. He is without the cause. One who is without the cause can become causeless for others, for bestowing the mercy. One who is coming with a cause, he cannot act as causeless, merciful spiritual master. A spiritual master is by nature of the fixed on pinpointed determination of say nucleus of devotional service. What a beautiful word, nucleus of devotional service. Yesterday we were talking about the Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says that the entire jurisdiction of Krishna consciousness depends upon the relationship between Guru and Krishna. The quality of spiritual master has to improve by putting the concentration on the single-minded devotional service. for going back home, back to God. Without any purpose. What it means that whatever Krishna is ordering, he is ready to conduct those activities. So even if he goes back home, back to Godhead, and Krishna sends him, he will go. And he takes the atmosphere of Golok Vrindavan along with him. He takes the atmosphere of Golok Vrindavan with him. So, a spiritual master who is depending upon the causeless mercy of his spiritual master, who is in turn becomes dependent upon the causeless mercy of Krishna, that becomes the bona fides in disciplic succession. By even that necessity of this particular time and circumstances, people take up so much responsibility, but at the same time, if this nucleus is not removed, then one's service will be very effective. The nucleus should not be removed. A paradigm shift or any other things that we were talking, and people in general are talking, is really detrimental to carry on the bona fide success. And it gives us opportunity collectively to think over and over again on this subject matter. We were also talking about the providence. Parikshit Maharaj is telling that by providence, means by the will of the Lord, that you have appeared. Now he fulfills the reasoning. Because he was having a pinpointed interest only in going back home, back to Godhead, because he has been given 7 days. He has the first and foremost obligation to how to get out from this entanglement of bodily conception, and how to keep his intentions fixed on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that critical moment of death which determines his next life can be channelized in going back home, back to God. This is the utmost urgency for every living being who is about to die. That the whole purpose of performance of devotional service is to remember the Supreme Personality of God. And that also is possible by the mercy of the spiritual master, who concentratedly guide his disciple on this path, going back home, back to God. So if we shift our concentration from this resolute purpose, which is in favor of Krishna only, and that Krishna's desire is, and also spiritual master's desire is, there is no other desire which are more prominent. Every desire is to facilitate this cardinal desire. The cardinal truth of going back home, back to God. All other activities are geared from that. Prabhupada came to deliver them with causeless mercy of Lord Shri Krishna. And he showered without any discrimination. He corrected the situation to establish the real purpose of life. Because otherwise we see there are so many misnomers. people struggle, but out of false ego they take up a short term or unauthorized concept without reference to Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, without even checking out the bona fides of himself as well as bona fides of Guru. So how is it possible that we will ever progress? This verse is showing the necessity of a bona fide candidate. If one thinks that he is a devotee, he is trying to take it, the process of devotional, seriously, then he will have to accept this particular cardinal truth. Otherwise, it's simply, you know, a wishful thing. Krishna is provider of whatever we desire. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kama. This super soul is sitting in everyone's heart. He is the chief of all eternal living entities. And he supplies all the desires. So he knows what the individual soul is desiring. If somebody desires in ignorance, I do not know, but still it should be like that and it should be like other way around. Yet he does not have the fullest conviction for one's own candidacy. At least one has to be genuinely honest for himself, where he is standing, how one is. And then one can argue or give a justification. But because there is, the Shastra does not back even that genuine desire. Because it is not genuine, it is not that desire which is genuine, Shastra does not back it. Krishna will fulfill according to that desire and can send a misleading person, can send one who is not merciful to cheat. Then we can't blame any other but ourselves. Therefore, in the matter of even Diksha or accepting spiritual master, it is said that the whole responsibility falls on the candidate, not on the Guru. You ask for it, you got it. You follow my point? This is the conclusion of Shastric Advisory Committee, you know. We may apparently think that, I like this charismatic personality and of course he's bona fide, or we take for granted or like that. But we fail to understand the sincerity of our being. At the same time, how we are able to know one is really sincere and bona fide. Right? So therefore, the Shastra is very, very straightforward. If we are inquisitive about our ultimate aim, which is called Shreya, then we must approach a bona fide spiritual master by checking him out. It is said, Tasmad Gurum Prapadyete Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam. And the qualification is this: Shastre Parech Nishnatam Brahmani Upashamash. How much he has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of God. How much he is expertly convinced himself and convincing others of the transcendental science the verdict of the transcendental science. Shastre pare cha nishnatam. Nishnat, expert. So, shastre pare cha nishnatam brahmani upasamashayam. So, the idea is that Parikshit Maharaj, simply by, except it's not a eulogy just coming out by a verbatim or one who is expert in giving lip service or cramming out a few words, you know, and glorify any person and anybody because of our immaturity. It's a misleading situation. Misleading situation. So the idea is that there was a beautiful article in which magazine done by from Bhuvaneshwar, Gaur Govind Maharaj's Krishna Kathamrita. About the bona fides of the Guru. It requires that what is a bona fide candidate, it should be determined first, and then the bona fides of the Guru should be determined. There are two kinds of devotees, Antarmukhi and Bahirmukhi, introspective and extrospective. The introspective, a devotee is the one who is anartha mukta. Anartha mukta. He is free from anarthas. So he is really sincere for the purpose of going back home, back to Godhead. He wants to chant purely. He is serious about himself, not about somebody else. And he simply remains abide by the orders of Guru and Guru Sadhu Krishna. Authorities coming from, or authoritative statements coming from the scriptures, or explained by the spiritual master, you know, he becomes very conformed. He goes parallel to it. So, he remains a humble servant himself. Because he is introspective, he does not, you know, becomes a quack. He does not become a quack. On the other behalf, there is another kind of the devotee. He is called Bahirmukhi. Bahirmukhi devotee is anartha yukta. His entire internal conception is anartha yukta. He wants to harbor anarthas, but at the expense of mercy of Guru. And his entire behavior is Bahirmukhi. He wants to push his Guru ahead of him. Just he can protect his anarthas in the behind. He is called Dharmadvaji. Such, they are flag bearers. Amar Guru, Jagat Guru, nobody else. Amar Guru, Jagat Guru, nobody else. So, anartha yukta and anartha mukta, these are the two internal situations. Do you think the Lord doesn't know that? Who is sitting in everyone's heart? So naturally, that kind of gurus are available in the market. So we fail to scrutinize in check out the panava. It is also suggested in Hari Bhakti Vilas that it should be minimum 1 year period to check out. And ultimately the responsibility will lie on the candidate and not even the cheating group. So it depends upon what is the nucleus of our devotional service. If one does not know, if one thinks it will be automatically coming without qualification, bad it is. It won't. So the problems in the society, problems even in the spiritual society, occurs on the basis of what is our internal situation. So, Parikshit Maharaj, who is Vishnurat, you know, his attention is in going back home, back to Godhead. Simply by hearing process, he perfected the art of going back home, back to Godhead. He doesn't speak up even though he knows it. But when something has to be confirmed, it is for our knowledge that Parikshit Maharaj is speaking out from his heart that what should be the condition of a pure devotee. What should be the condition of a pure devotee? He knows that he is in bodily conception. He knows that he is very dear by spiritual his eternal occupation, that he is subservient to the Lord. He must go back home, back to Godhead. Once giving up, he will never return to this miserable material world. For that purpose, he is accepting Sukadeva Goswami. For that purpose, he is entrusting his entire attention, the rest of the days that he has to live, on Sukadeva Goswami's instructions. So, this is very important. This is very, very important. See how he says about his confirmation by putting an argument. That you have appeared by your divine will. The divine will of a devotee, a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, is inherited from his spiritual master, which is also inherited in that succession from Lord Krishna. This is not an ordinary thing. So one who is anointed, one who becomes a bona fide spiritual master by carrying out the desire of the spiritual master, with unflinching faith and in conformity with the teachings of Lord Krishna, ultimately, he gets a revelation, he gets realization, he will progress. He will progress. And rest who are neglecting this nucleus of devotional service, they will, you know, wander around here and there. So, the onus is on our own self. And we can't swindle in that person or that other person and confuse the whole common innocent people, bystanders, by such quarrels of nature or quarreling aspect about who is a spiritual master, who is not. We have to become first a bona fide candidate. And then we have to look into the qualifications of the spiritual master. So, this is pretty important. Srila Prabhupada says about the authorization of the spiritual master. One has to prove the authorization. This verse is a conclusive aspect of the previous verses that Parikshit Maharaj is telling about Sukadeva Goswami's appearance by the providence of the Lord. Sukadeva Maharaj is called Avyaktagati. One who is liberated, one who is a pure Vaishnava, you cannot know what is going on in his mind or how he is acting. Vaishnavir Kriya Mudra Vignaniya Bhujiya. To consider the spiritual master to be an ordinary human being is an offense. What is a spiritual master? The body or the transparency of the entirety of that living entity? Who is the spiritual master? We are entrapped by external charisma, the style, the look. Oh, everybody speaks about Krishna, so that's maybe all. But that is not the criteria. Shastre parecha nishnatam brahmani upasamashayam. These are heavy qualifications. These are very heavy qualifications. They are very essential. So we must, you know, try to develop that, and there is no end to it. One cannot claim that he is an expert, but one has to show by his behavior, which is complete in humility and tolerance of all the inconveniences, of all the politics and treacherous happenings in and around. One must be Tranadapishamichena. In every aspect of our devotional service, we have to cultivate Tranadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnana, Amanina Manadena, Kirtanyasana. We should. Parishad Maharaj in yesterday's verse acknowledges his fortune being in connection or relationship with the Pandavas who were pure devotees of the Lord. And because his good fortune that he opted to become always a devotee, that is also with the purpose of providence, not anybody else, the purpose of his personal desire. If man indulges his personal desire in the activity of providence, he pollutes. The providence is not realized. Providence means the mercy of the Lord. Right? And whatever is coming, we accept that circumstances to be sent by the Lord. It's the providence. That is called real destiny. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was very confirmed about this. Look at his qualification. When Duryodhan sent an invitation to harass the Pandava for playing chess, the gambling match, Yudhishthira didn't know how to play you. But it is not that because he was a Kshatriya he has to accept the challenge. By tradition, If a kshatriya is challenged, he has to accept a challenge. But Yudhishthir has a better reason to accept the challenge. Not that he was a kshatriya. If somebody comes abruptly, oh, okay, I want to fight with you. Then that is a kshatriya spirit. He has to defend himself. But he himself is not an offender. But this was a treacherous game, and Yudhishthir did not know, because it's one of the sinful activities. He's a pure devotee. But yet he accepted to play the chess despite his ignorance about it, the game itself. Why? He was a confirmed devotee in the providence. That not a blade of grass moves without the Lord's desire, or Lord's intervention. He was seeing the Lord's intervention in their favor all the time. Physically, the Lord protected, even incognito through the help of Vidur and others, they were protected. There were so many well-wishers that devotees were keeping them well protected, because it was the will of providence. The sons of Dhritarashtra were not at all confirmed. They had also the Guru. But they were desiring for power, profit and adoration, even though they were not qualified. So the will of providence was known by Yudhishthir Maharaj. Arjun and Bhimsen, they were not confirmed. They were not confirmed. Actually, they immediately came and opposed Yudhishthir's decision. You are putting all of us into jeopardy again. Why didn't you consult us? Don't you see the treacherous plan of Duryodhan to kill us again by taking us out everything, because you do not know, and knowingly this, why did you go for it? And Yudhishthir was cool, quiet, without any anxiety, without any even counteracting the anger of his brothers. He spoke. Oh, did you forget something? That we were born out of divine providence. We are having the divinity on our side. Lord Shri Krishna himself is protecting. Do you think that this invitation has come without Lord's knowledgeability? What kind of faith you have? So, he said, rest assured, we are meant for assisting the Lord by whatever it may come. We will accept it. That is called destiny. Destiny is not that whatever my little prarabdha in previous life, whatever I have done, I am getting it in this life. But this is an eternal confirmation of our activity, even for the future, it remains the same. A pure devotee, once going back home, back to Godhead, is so much conveniently available to Lord Krishna's desire. So Lord Krishna can use him as his representative. And after all, Lord Krishna himself is the Guru Tattva. The mediums must become transparent. The body, soul, everything is his energy. So unless this living entity becomes transparent, so Lord Krishna's divinity is flowing through without any interruption. We can see that character in Srila Prabhupada. That he made Lord Krishna so easily available by his personal transparency. So, one must be confirmed by reasoning, by always keeping in attention of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the sum and substance. One who is inheriting, like Parikshit Maharaj, from his family traditions, he had personal audience, yet he is taking help of Guru. It means Guru is not cheap. Guru is not a cheap thing. It's the most heaviest thing that we have to understand and accept. So, Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami's, his activity, his glories are so much that he was totally unattached, and he was always under that liberated state from the material conception of life, and one who is so desirous, one who is on the verge of giving up the material conception of life, that critical moment he requires that bona fide. That is the situation. This is our eternal situation. Whether in any condition, jive thako, vane thako, grihe thako, vane thako, sadahari bole. Anywhere, if our consciousness remains intact for our nucleus of devotion that we are trying to do, wherever we are, we must cultivate that internal development interest within. We should not show it out. Even there is no necessity. There is no necessity to show it out. Internal development influences our external behavior. In normal circumstances, in extraordinary circumstances, of course, bodies, internal situation may not show the external activities. Otherwise, how could Vritrasur was fighting so ferociously against the demigods, keeping his internal situation so intact? So, but internal situation is more of a necessity than externalisms. However we may show by glorifying the Guru, but if our internal development has not come about, then this is all show. All show. So anybody has any question? Yes.
Thank you. To thank you very much, very much. So you quoted a very significant verse about the qualifications of the Guru. You gave the Sanskrit. If you could give says that the spiritual masters are eternal shelter, our eternal Lord, in a sense, that we are eternally His servant. Can you explain how that is going on in the spiritual world? How we transfer that service to our Guru in the spiritual world?
That will be developed in Bhajana Kriya. Why now? The system is already established. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has been discussing this in Bhajan Rahasya as well as the Bhajana Pranali, the last chapter in Harinam Chintamani. But Srila Prabhupada does not want to go into that detail because unless and until we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra purely without offenses or anarthas or ignorance, then the spiritual master who is ever advancing, you know, he will also guide us. And a spiritual master is not simply a personality made up of skins and bones. To recognize spiritual master, one should cultivate the internal eyes, the eyes of Shastra, eyes of
realization.
Realization.
Which is coming from Krishna.
Yeah. You may think, I have this body, okay, when I will die, I will also have the same form of the body. And because I know my spiritual master only in this particular form and shape, and I'm not going to take a photograph of him with me in the spiritual world to find out where is my spiritual master. The spiritual master, by internal swarupa development, can be recognized. The internal swarupa, we do not know our internal swarupa. So, at least because we are attached to even bodily conception of our spiritual master, we anticipate that we will have a similar form. And because he is also recognizing us, he is also attached to us. And he is also waiting for us. So we may become, or we may get a better opportunity. This, in the pure state, is a divine interference, or that the spiritual master will give or recommends a better opportunity so we may continue our devotional service too. So actually, he is knowledgeable in our next birth. Suppose if we are trying to continue wherever we have left to, that appropriate situation will also arise. But that will be by his recommendation. Spiritual master recommends that, alright. And Krishna says, good. Because he is bona fide and he is in tune with Krishna. What's the difference between a surrendered soul to Krishna, who is empowered to bestow the mercy of Krishna? Is he not identical? He is not Krishna, but he is identical in that position of bestowing mercy. He is doing on behalf of Krishna. This is the reason the spiritual master is as good as God himself. Shakshad haritvena samasta shastra. So in Bhajana Pranali, the system is pretty in details. You know? But it's because Bhajana Pranali can all always occur during the spontaneous devotional service only. It's a realm of spontaneous devotional service, or the disciplined system developed for progress in spontaneous devotional service. So until and unless we are on the spontaneous level, how can we get into the system? System is already given by the self-realized souls, which are universally accepted in the science of devotion. Wherever these details are available, they all acknowledge. In all other sampradayas too. But it's a far-fetched thought right now. So, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described, it is too difficult to enter into those systems without our foundation. That's why. Prabhupada would not go into detail. He says, no, everything will be revealed. Like that. He wouldn't, for our sake, would not go into the 10th canto's intricate situations. Regardless, he gave us just to show the different types of devotion and the bhavas which have been corroborated by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Singh. That's why he is affording us. But unless and until one who is established in his internal bhajan, there is no possibility to understand or get an entry into those realms. Even Krishna says that is the last thing in the maturity that one is able to enter into my intricate realms. Not before. First we have to know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead by ananya bhakti. If we think we are progressing in that direction, then all right, then let's have a confirmation of the form of the Lord. Then the divine qualities have to be understood, implemented. And these first three are so vital. Without that, we cannot enter into the bhajana pranali. Unless and until divine qualities are exhibited, they are manifested in our embodiment, then and then there is any chance that we will ever enter into the...
What divine qualities?
Satchidananda qualities. And 26 qualities of a devotee. These are divine in nature. They are enumerated. We might be able to understand little divinity which is ever bombarded with material qualities and we can't even overcome it. It's too difficult. So, to know the system, good. But to enter into the system without qualification, that is very detrimental. So, we can't discuss much.
Yes. Maharaj, you gave the qualifications of a bona fide spiritual master. I quoted that verse. One who has understood the Vedas and understood the conclusion of the Vedas, and one who is able to convince others about their conclusions. So you use that quote. And we've seen a phenomenon that has been inherent devotees who fill the qualifications as another bona fide spiritual master and even take that role as a bona fide spiritual master. And then due to some misfortune, they fall away. And they have disciples. And you were mentioning how the onus, of course, is on the disciple. but it appears that the disciple may have been cheated. And my understanding is that you were saying, like, it's because of the disciple he gets what is just result. And then we see some disciples, some devotees, they take another guru, and the same phenomenon happens. And so we've seen as many as 3 times. So just wondering but the disciple themselves is very, very sincere in their determination and in their effort.
Right.
I'm wondering if you could elaborate on that principle, if you understand what I'm trying
to say. Right. Yes. See, these are parallel tracks. When one is initiated, it's the beginning of the movement, beginning of his progress. One who is initiating, he has been on the practical aspects given an opportunity to perform that service. But either guru or the disciple, remain callous on this nucleus of devotional service. A guru is supposed to be at least advanced, so he can teach that discipline to the lower grade. If you are a high school graduate, won't you be able to teach to the junior class? If you are a college graduate, won't you be able to teach to the high school? If you are a postgraduate, won't you teach to the university graduates? So in the same way, it's a progressive aspect of Guru Tattva or realization of the Guru. And at the same time, the benefit is conveyed to the aspiring disciple in the same line. So, if the bona fides is to be looked on both the sides, one is little ahead. One is little ahead by experience and realize. It is anticipated that because he is experienced about the transcendental science, so there are certain primary qualifications required to be accepted as guru, but the bona fides is still a continuous progressive aspect. So as long as he maintains it within the jurisdiction of his disciple, then he has every chance to prove himself to be via transparent medium also. Both should not go out of the track. Alright? Both should not go out of the track. It's a free will situation.
Free
while
will.
In.
Free will.
Free will.
Oh, free.
Both the wheels are moving, you know, in their position, in their status, you know, simultaneously. Many a times, generally, the candidate has a lot of anarthas, and as if he is braking, that wheel is under pressure of the brakes, you know. What will happen? It is free will for the guru, because he is progressing steadily and he will left behind. But the track remains same. He has to walk on the track to catch up, to become bona fide follower. So the system of guru discipleship is there. Both have to be bona fide. So then they will be able to progress in their respective status. Generally, the insincere disciples keeps the brakes on. Because the free will is there, that wheel will go further up. Then it will be difficult to catch up or even comprehend the guru when he says something. Right? So, the the Chittinguru aspect, what Prabhupada said, because the super soul is sitting in your heart, whether you are sincere or not. But one who is descending from Krishna, one who is simply bestowing that causeless mercy, he doesn't look into the qualification. When the cloud rains, the rain may fall on even dry rocks and on an infertile ground also. And the seeds of devotion are in everyone's heart, but one who is like a rock, do you think that seed will germinate and fructify? It has no foundation, so no qualification. But an expert guru, because Shastra Parecha Nishnata, he expertly, dexterously, brings out that seed which might be even buried in a fertile soil, according to time, place and circumstances, picks up the seed and puts up in the proper surface. So it will have good anchorage, water and everything. So what can you do? Everybody is given an opportunity either to become candidate or to lead others. But bona fides is required on both the sides. So the system of bona fides is there, that is called the track. Right? And it's a voluntary acceptance. There is no force. Therefore, voluntary doesn't mean, oh, because I like him. No. That is not voluntary. What is the criteria of liking? And the absolute, the nucleus aspect of devotion. What is the criteria? So more you are concentrated on the nucleus aspect, more one will become a bona fide candidate. And Krishna will send, look, Parikshit Maharaj, he was so much on the nucleus of devotional service. It is never without Guru. And Guru is Krishna, ultimately. It's not the person who is become via transparent medium. That is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. Guru Tattva. Guru Tattva is the Supreme Moiety Lord Sri Krishna Chandra himself. But he who chooses, or one who becomes conducive to become a transparent via medium, he will shine accordingly. Otherwise, there may be yellow gurus, red gurus, there are so many gurus, because he might be hiding one side. But everybody, all the colors are there. If we become obstacle ourselves for the transparency, then the bona fides cannot be revealed. Another connection. Jayadatta Swami was asking Srila Prabhupada the question on that 22nd May's tape. There were several conversations with Srila Prabhupada along with the appointment. It's 26th May, right? 26th May 1977. That was in reference a guru Jai Krishna Tattva Vitta se guru hoy. Right? Kiba vipra kiba nyasi sudra kene noy. Jai Krishna Tattva Vitta se guru hoy. And Tattva Vitta means one who knows the truth about Lord Shri Krishna. Now, who knows the truth about Lord Shri Krishna as much Lord Krishna knows himself? Why do you expect a guru to know as much as Krishna knows himself? Prabhupada is telling. Now, because Krishna Tattva by qualitative situation is the absolute truth, whether you know only 2% of Krishna Tattva, it is enough to make you transparent. Because Krishna is the Supreme Person and the mercy has to be conveyed personally. Therefore, personalism is the final aspect to understand the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Unless and until we have the unflinching faith in the in the orders of this Guru and Krishna, or the instructions of Guru and Krishna, which are known different from their mind, words and activities. Right? For a guru, is not a hypocrite that he shows something externally and speaks something else. It is on the absolute truth level. He becomes totally convinced. You know. Then his person or personality is involved, is not. Because Krishna is the Supreme Person, his personality is exactly of the same nature, and Guru tries to become in his capacity as a part and parcel, completely, you know, on that level of mind, words and activity. So Guru Tattva has to be conveyed through person, carefully handing down from one end to another. Right? In impersonalism, there is no question of shirk. In impersonal, impersonalists are pakhandis. You know, means they know the absolute truth only in the knowledge aspect, and yet because they are person, they want to carry on that parampara. But unfortunately, you will see, impersonalism is so much deluding to those gurus, they don't consider guru parampara to be important. Once you become God yourself, who is your guru and what relationship? They use the personal relationship to acquire, you know, the realization and everything. And for a few years, but you will see him alone. So in this way, one becomes Mahamandaleshwar, Jagadguru. Because Krishna is Jagadguru, they call themselves Jagadguru. You follow my point? This is the fallacy of such traditions of impersonal aspects. There are so many in Rishikesh, you will see. And Prabhupada wouldn't give a damn to them.
And when I was in South India, my sister was in hospital there, and the Ayurvedic doctors were all impersonalists. I mean, big impersonalists, practicing impersonalists. And they would come in to know their morning, to visit the patients. And Raghavani and I would be sitting and chanting Hare Krishna. And they used to pat us on the head and say, chanting, you'll come to our level soon. The goal was to come to where they were.
This is also another expression within them, that not knowing this conformity of Srila Prabhupada, his God brothers treated him. First you follow us, and then we will see.
Yeah.
Right? But Prabhupada was so confirmed. Is it not identical with confirmation of Parikshit Maharaj? That's the providence. Prabhupada was confirmed. Otherwise, how would he say that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that to his other disciples, oh, you don't have to tell Abhay Charan, he will do everything in time. Right? And these are wonderful, statements that come out from previous acharyas. These are the will of providence. And Srila Prabhupada proved it. Yes. Without personalism, everything is dead. Not having full faith in personalism, it is immediately exposed how do we behave with each other. Why did Prabhupada say that if you love me, you will work cooperatively? Just please try to cooperate in the mission. There is no necessity to go out of Prabhupada's circle and make another circle and name it founded by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I got a card of IRM from New York, and Prabhupada's picture is there, and it's written, Founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. ISKCON Revival Movement, Ritviks, the Founder Acharya is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Isn't it hypocrisy? It shows where a person would be. So much impersonal.
The church of ISKCON. They're trying to make us like the church.
They are dharmadvajis. They are harboring their anarthas and taking the flag bearing of Prabhupada. We want to revive the movement. Baba, revive yourself. Alright? So that's
So this kind of goes back to the point that I don't know if you want to go back, but there's a point you mentioned about if one harbors himself, the obstacles in himself, and then the progress will be checked.
Yes.
So this subject of obstacles is delineated also from the perspective of Krishna killing the different demons.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could something from that perspective, because sometimes if we understand that Krishna will destroy some obstacles, well, what is our responsibility in destroying the obstacles from our perspective, and how will Krishna and Balaram?
Our responsibility at least to recognize these demons within us. Remember, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes only one or two sentences about demons who are residing within us, and demon-like desires. False guru is like putana. Putana is considered to be false guru by understanding. One who comes to nurse baby Krishna with a poison smearing on her breast. However, charisma she showed, and all the gopis naturally took, oh, she must be a demigoddess, and she has come to welcome. So they easily handed over. It's a false guru. So they innocently gave away. That was their mistake. In the same way, some people innocently accept such charming personality as the guru. But the intention is to kill Krishna. So, Putana is considered to be representation of false guru. So all other demons like Trinavarta, Bakasur, Aghasur, Dhenukasur, Shaktasur, these are all representation of our malicious desires. Krishna killed them. So we have to pray. If we are becoming fearful of such demon-like desires, then we should pray to Lord Nrsimhadev. Om Namo Bhagavate Nrsimhaya Namaste Jas Tejase Avir Avir Bhav Vajranakha Vajradrashta Karmashayan Randha Randha Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha. And read the translation. He says, I worship Lord Nrsimhadev, whose teeth and nails are just like thunderbolts. Kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world, so that by your mercy we will become fearless in the struggle for existence. That's pretty strong. Worship by praying this mantra every day, and you will foster. It's a proven fact. By chanting this mantra regularly, devote some time. These mantras are protecting, giving us internal strength. Our internal weaknesses are due to this anarthas nivritti, which are tightly bound up in our heart. Tight knots of attachment. Hraday granthis create hraday daurbalyam, weakness of the heart. Our misconceptions, they are creating weaknesses of the heart. So if we chant purely, these weaknesses will be smashes. What is our intention? To purify our being, both internal and external. Got that idea? Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not explain too much about. But one may use as an allegory. In an allegory you can explain. But do not deviate from the principle. Radhana Swami is expert in giving this nice allegory examples. And he remains very steady on the principles of this. I thank you very much for your kind tolerance. Otherwise, I'm like a pest. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.